a huge excavator is at work in Hall Canyon. It's a steep, winding canyon which snakes through some neighborhoods in the hills northeast of Ventura High School. The Thomas Fire left the canyon full of dead trees and plants, which crews have been clearing. Nancy Armstrong, who lives near the canyon, is worried about what could happen if they get heavy rain.
If we have another big rain like we had a few weeks ago, I think it's going to be really, really bad. I'd be really, really scared.
Overseeing the work in Hall Canyon is Carl Novak. He's deputy director of Ventura County's Watershed Protection District.
We're building a ramp down into Prince Barranca so we can bring an excavator in next to the channel during a storm event. The excavator will then be able to clear debris that could potentially accumulate at the inlet to the underground Barranca.
Crews have been working 7 days a week since the deadly January 9th storm to clear debris basins and waterways on the south coast.
We got all the debris basins clean, Lance. Good news. So everything's got 125% capacity. And so now we're doing fine-tuning on some of the major channels that have been impacted by the fire. We call them our red line channels.
Jeff Pratt is director of Ventura County's Public Works Agency.
We have a very sophisticated network of sensors and monitors out in the field that will alert us to different flows in different places, different rainfalls. So we feel like we're well prepared to know where it's going to hit. But you get to a point like this, anything can happen. And we found trees that go in an opening like this, which is about 10 by 12 or 12 by 12, and ends up at a turn in the system downstream, and everything backs up. Well, we are preparing maps that show what happens when we get blockages like that. And we're preparing maps that are in excess of our floodplain maps that show what happens with the bulk flows.
It feels like there's even more of a sense of urgency in southern Santa Barbara County, where 21 people died and two are still missing from January's deadly storm. Emergency clearance work has been completed in 5 of the 11 debris basins directly impacted by the disaster.
We're making good progress. The smaller basins will be done by Saturday or Sunday. Some of the larger basins and basins that they started a little later, mostly on the eastern side above Carpinteria, are pushed out a little bit longer. The big one at Cold Springs is done. The Montecito debris basin is done. Those facilities are ready to go. That's great news. San Ysidro Creek debris basin on San Ysidro Creek obviously is slated to be done on the 3rd. You know, it's an effective basin right now when they have that much volume out. And then the other ones will be trailing off into February and March.
Santa Barbara County Public Works Deputy Director Tom Fayram says each day of dry weather allows another day of progress. But he says many channels are still filled with debris and there's weeks of work ahead just to get back to the clear waterways we had before the January 9th storm.
The honest fact is we will not be back at the break-even point in a month. We make progress every day, but it'll be potentially through the rest of the winter year before we really get back to ground zero. Some of our larger debris basins are forecasted, you know, to be completed in March sometime.
Even as crews work to get the region's infrastructure ready for the next big storm, there's also a push to prepare the public. Ventura County and the city of Ventura are hosting what they're calling a flood and mud preparedness event tomorrow. Part of it is show and tell on what you can do to prepare your property for potential flooding. And Ventura County Public Works Agency Director Jeff Pratt says the other part is getting people up to speed on resources to be in the information loop during an emergency.
You'll be able to look on the internet in case you don't get that, you haven't registered for VC Alert and you don't get the call, but you'll be able to track the rain with all the rain gear that we have out here. And we'll tell you, if you see rain at a certain intensity in a certain spot, it's just how much time you got to get out of there. And the way our OES folks work, if it's an imminent threat, it's a mandatory evacuation by imminent within 3-4 hours. If it's a longer term one, it may be voluntary.
The flood and mud preparedness event is free and open to the public. It will take place from 9 a.m. to noon Saturday at Ventura's Poinsettia Pavilion. In Ventura, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.